I think I just comment a little bit and say that I definitely agree. Apartheid looks a little more like genocide to me, and I think those are important distinctions. I think I'd like to start out by saying that McMaster Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights is a very defiant organization, and we're very proud to be defiant. Our history of 4 years of existing on this campus is a history of 4 years of systematic repression on behalf of everything from the university administration to our student unions various years, as well as the campus security forces, as well as off-campus repression as well from some things like the police forces. And that span of 4 years, we've become very knowledgeable in how to counteract these attacks. And I do believe that they've made us stronger and definitely more convinced as well of the, not just the justness of our cause, but the importance. Because you do not repress what does not need to be repressed. And it shows us the significance of our work. So I think that's sort of my optimistic basis or premise to this whole discussion. I'd like to talk a little bit about what it means to us to constantly be harassed by security forces on campus. And I'm sort of going to take that discussion towards talking about the police force. This morning, I was kindly introduced to the security guard, told me that the head of security at Campus University had asked them to come. Oh, they were here to assist us if we thought that anything was wrong. Now, these particular gentlemen, I don't think they were very aware or conscious of what they were doing, but what they were doing was making it a reality that we are the only campus organization, club, fac, and no other organization on this campus has that happened to them, that the security come and say, well, we're around, just so you know. Oh, and we're going to look around at your organizers, just so you know. The cops were present today as well. This is what they do at all of our events. This is why, how they force us every time to have to fill in risk management forms that no other club fills in. I know that because I'm involved in many other clubs on campus. None of our organizations have to do that. I don't really mean to attack individual security guards. I know the head of security on campus this year has quite definite links with police forces off campus. I do mean to quite seriously question his decisions and his authority in these decisions. Well, we think that the outcome of this kind of thing is that our organizers, myself personally, I can speak as well, and sort of in general, the way the organization feels is intimidated, quite seriously intimidated. If we had a problem where someone was actually had a question of security, someone was attacked, something was stolen, people would definitely question to go to the security with this kind of issue. They'd be like, well, they're probably going to assume I'm guilty. They're going to take everyone's word over mine. There's a real breakdown where we don't feel safe on our campus. We don't trust security. And quite honestly, if we were needing it, I don't know what we would do. If you take that a little bit further into the context of the broader Hamilton community and those who are armed in our community and how we feel about them, I'm going to start talking a little bit about this question of the police complaint. We had 30 police chiefs across Ontario from 30 different cities travel to Israel to train by the Israeli Defense Forces, who have been recognized in literally hundreds of General Assembly resolutions as being in violation and contravention of international law on basic things from torture to using human shields to just all-out massacring of people. We sent police chiefs to train with the Israeli Defense Forces, but really more appropriately the Israeli Occupation Forces. This was last spring. This was actually included our own police chief in Hamilton. I forgot his name. Can you imagine? Thank you. I think I just wanted to. Brian Mullen, he went and trained as well. They met with everyone from police chiefs to soldiers to politicians in Israel. They did not meet with Palestinian organizations. They did not visit the occupied territories. None of that took place. They only got this very simple vision that there are these terrorists, they're Arabs, they're Muslims, whatever that may be, and that this is the methods we use against them. This is our concern. Why are we training with these people? Is it to come here and use these tactics against us? Beyond that question itself, what became more significant to us was the response of the Hamilton Police Service Board to our complaint. McMaster as PHR, as well as CCAR, which is Community Coalition Against Racism, filed official, formal, respectful, you know, indexed complaints to the Hamilton Police Service Board saying, we are against this trip. How could you approve this trip? We want to meet with you. We requested delegate status to their meeting. We asked them if they wanted more information. We said, tell us when, where, we'll come. We'll tell you our point of view. You had 2 weeks to listen to the Israeli Defense Forces tell you why you should build Palestinian children. Can you listen to our point of view as Canadian citizens? This never took place. Not once from then to this day were we contacted by the Hamilton Police Service Board in response to our complaint. Not even a, oh, we got it. We know they got it. What we had to see was in September, in the Hamilton Spectator, they announced a public forum in response to our complaint. We were not invited to this public forum. We were not notified of this public forum. We were not ensured a place to sit on this. We had to go and register like everybody else. If people had registered before us, we wouldn't have been guaranteed a place to speak and so on. So again, this public forum, as Human Rights and Equity on Campus agreed with us, was not an appropriate response by any stretch of the imagination to a former complaint launched by a very respectable organization. Out of this public forum, we went in full force. The community was present, the media was present. We were willing to be heard there, even though it wasn't appropriate. So, okay, fine, we're going to be heard, whatever. Out of this public forum, we were shut down in the actual setting. Bernie Morelli, the chairperson of the Hamilton Police Service Board, who chaired this meeting, would not maintain order in the room. Our speakers, when they were talking, were constantly interrupted, harassed, sworn at points. Speakers were attacked, their PowerPoint presentation equipment touched. All of that took place where he would not respond, would not stop people. He literally barely even pretended to say, can you please quiet down? These were people in the room with Israel shirts, clearly identifiable as the Zionist lobby, who were the people who actually funded this trip, by the way. This trip was not just funded by public money. It was also funded by the Canadian Jewish Congress, some random Israeli airline, the United Jewish Appeal, and so on. Okay? And I don't know if this has happened before, but the idea that our military, like our police forces, be funded on a trip by private lobby organizations to go train with a foreign government is really quite fairly unprecedented in the world. So during this meeting, Bernie Morelli would actually directly take cues from the Zionists in the crowd before our eyes. That included, for example, when the Zionist said, oh, no PowerPoint presentation. He told the speaker no PowerPoint presentation, even though no guidelines were given as to whether that was appropriate, and even though we had asked for guidelines. When speakers were shouted at from the crowd, out of turn, by random people, no politics, Bernie Morelli right instantly turned to the people on the talking, I think that was Miriam Ibrahim at that time, and said no politics, before our very eyes. During this, the whole forum was shut down suddenly. We were barely allowed to speak. The only time anyone was able to be heard was the one speaker in the room who spoke in support of this trip. It's because we respect people, and we are democratic, and we are constantly faced with this kind of humiliation. I have lived under occupation, I've lived under war, and my whole history in Canada, I have never felt anything so violent as what took place in that room. It was a humiliation to our people. It was akin to that feeling I felt living in that situation in Lebanon. We took it very seriously. To this day, we are fighting this. We are going to continue battling this. We want to see what levels we can take it for. It is a very difficult situation to deal with in terms of dealing with the institutional level, the bureaucracy, and so on. We definitely ask for people's assistance, whether it be legal assistance or willingness to research things, so we can take this to the next level. But I'd like to sum up by saying that the significance of this to us is not that some chiefs went to train in Israel, and it's not even necessarily that the Hamilton Police Service Board doesn't mind humiliating a whole entire local community within its city. The significance to us was that it shows us right before our eyes, in a direct experience mechanism, what it means that the Canadian government is Zionist, is infiltrated with Zionists, and that the Israeli lobby organizations literally have direct and automatic access to the power brokers in our country, the power brokers in our local communities, that this could take place. We see this as a huge threat to our community in the context of where the Canadian government has given itself the power to arbitrarily detain people for indefinite periods of time, to arrest people without charge, to withhold evidence against people through trials. All of this is guaranteed the Canadian government through its anti-terrorist legislation that was passed post 9/11. So the Canadian government infiltrated, or let's just say almost parallel, it's the same people, Erwin Kotler and so on, as the Zionist organizations. The same people as the people committing genocide in Palestine on the ground. The same people who think it's perfectly all right to, again, against all norms of humanity, of civilization, and so on. This is what we're calling on people to take very seriously and to really start thinking about. We think that one of the reasons that the Canadian government has not gone as far as it quite possibly will go is because of our community's organized resistance to this question, because we have gone out and spoken about these things and want support from the Canadian people. The support has been overwhelming. I do want to wrap up by saying that one of the reasons we asked Graham McQueen to moderate this event, and I'm sorry to embarrass you, Graham, is because he is one of the people, the sort of non-Arab, non-Muslim Canadian people who really stood with us during this whole situation. And others like him who really made it possible for us to stand our ground. It was a very difficult situation, and I think we came out very much stronger out of it. I think I'd like to wrap up there, and I definitely would like people to sort of respond to that call out I made. Thank you.